Rav Menachem Goldstein, Nitziva Torah, 18.
Rav here on the battle. So, okay, Vedaot, on the last line of the right column. Vedaot Lavin, Dvarim Elo, you should know more than that to understand these things. Ki ra'ui lo davar ze beyoter, ki kasher hu marbe sudato bechol makom, ונמשך אחר הגוף, הנה הוא מבטל השכל והוא נהדר. והשכל נקרא איש לגוף. ובסילוק השכל נעשה הגוף כמו אישה אלמנה שמת בעלה. So he's saying, he is explaining like that. When person is eating many places, okay? He is everywhere that he is invited on a few times a day. So he is like addicted to for food, for his desires. So that cause that is pulled after the desires of the body. So that's canceling the wisdom. The wisdom is lack from him. והשכל נקרא איש לגוף. ובסילוק השכל נעשה הגוף כמו אישה אלמנה שמת בעלה. So it's saying the wisdom of the person, that's the ish, that's the personality. Yes? And by taking out the wisdom that caused the person to be like widows that her husband die. Yes? וכמו שהתלמיד חכם זה כאשר מרבה סעודתו בכל מקום נחשב כאילו השכל אינו ונשאר הגוף שנחשב אישה לשכל כמו אישה אלמנה, לכך נעשה לו גם כן דבר זה ממש שמאלמן את אשתו. וואו. We're saying, the Chazal we're saying is trying to explain something. That כתוב כל המרבה סעודתו בכל מקום מחריב את ביתו ומאלמן את אשתו ופה and causing damage to his kids to be orphans. So we don't understand the question is like that we the question of the Maharal that he had on his background is why you, it's not true. We see many people the whole day sitting and making fresh and their kids survive and their wife survives. Why who is dying here? Mm-hmm. So he's saying, so his explanation that is using the whole sentences like symbolic terminology, like parallel, to say that because the wisdom is compared, is symbolized, the personality, the ish, ish is always leshon chashivut. Yes? I want to explain what I'm saying. Next week, Pasha Shavua. That's also the Torah for next week, Pasha Shavua. Ketuv, it said that Moshe Rabbeinu sent 12 people to be people that will represent Am Yisrael for checking Eretz Yisrael and telling them that it's the best country to come into. So they it was one from each tribe. They considered it, or the Torah calling them spies, meraglim. Okay? So kulam anashim. What's kulam anashim? Rashi omer, kol anashim shebamikra leshon chashivut. Rashi explains, that everywhere it's written, in Hebrew we are saying ish, singular, anashim, plural. Not ishim, anashim. Yes? That means that represents the importance of personality. Yes? So they weren't simple people. They were suitable to be leaders. And according to the Zohar, that's what caused them to by Ayalem Negiot, that they, like Shoichat, that they thought, if everyone will come to Eretz Yisrael, they won't need us, we won't be leaders anymore. That's how it came out, that they saw only the negative on Eretz Yisrael. They saw the same thing, but they interpreted that in negative way, instead of understanding the positive way for everything which happened. So, also, this more means that he's causing his wife to be widow because if you take from the person the importance of his personality, so he's left like a woman, like a widow woman, because you took the leadership of the home. Yes, he's not controlling himself, he's pulled. Yes? You know, Ketuv, it said, Pnei Ador ki Pnei Kelev. Yes, that means no leaders. The dog is running and looking back where his master wanted to go, right or left. So the leaders, these generations, are making, checking what's the opinion of the audience to decide what to say, instead of having their ideas that and to inspire the nation with that. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu could stand in front of the whole nation when he came back and saw them dancing around the egel, the calf, the golden calf. He took that, he cut that, he smashed it, he was grinning that and fight it and stopped it immediately on the place. Yes, even though it was one and there were millions, yes? And when Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I want to kill them all, said, no, to take me out of your Torah if you are killing them. He was fighting against Hashem.
These are my soldiers.
Yes, yes, white soldiers. Yes, white soldiers. Even that he was humble, last week, Parashat Shavua. Ha'anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher pnei ha'adamah. The most humble person that was on the history. Yes? That's real leadership in Judaism. Leadership in Judaism is not, it's not the ability of good speech, of making propaganda and convincing people to follow you. That's the inner essence that this personality has. Okay? So if he's missing power as a man to control his house, to control it himself, so that's why it's considered like his widow left, his wife left like a widow. Not that he died, that she doesn't have leader at home because he's drunk, running after wine, after meat, after all these desires. Mm-hmm. So that's not a normal husband. That shouldn't occur. Yes, that's the explanation of the Maharal. Interesting. Yes, I'm reminding you again that the reason that Maharal wrote all these books, because on his generation were many people that were maskilim. What means maskilim? The non-Jews started on after the 16th century to permit Jews to work on other professions and be like citizens, so like regular. Mm-hmm. So on our way of thinking, we could think, okay, that's very positive, so I'm not hating us anymore. But on inner way of thinking, what was that many Jews said, oh, I'm jealous of them. They can make money, they can make professionals, they have a lot of knowledge, they can be doctors. So many mothers thought, I want my son to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, instead of being Talmid Chochem. And they dishonor the Torah. So, and they started to bring questions like this. Chazal said, Chazal is speaking nonsense. How can they say that he's causing his wife to be die? He will be more fat, okay. But he will have a lot of cholesterol. But what does it mean that his wife is like a widow? But now that he explained that the wisdom is compared, symbolized the ish, the personality, and the, like his. There is lack of his personality because he's not controlling himself. By that, we can understand also why his wife considered a widow. Okay, I'm continuing on the left side, fifth line. וכמו שהתלמיד חוכם זה, כאשר מרבה סעודתו, that's more on תלמיד חוכם. You see, if regular person, okay, you haven't learned, he doesn't know, he's not on such level. But תלמיד חוכם, that learned the Torah, should be on higher level. It's not... It's Kodesh Baruch is demanding from everyone according to his knowledge. We said that Talmid Chochem Shem Bodas Nevela Tova Emeno. Talmid Chochem has to keep the connection between his knowledge and his actions to be suitable. According to as much as he knows now, more he should be better. Yes? Okay, let's continue. וכמו שהתלמוד חוכם זה כאשר מרבה סעודתו בכל מקום. נחשב כאילו השכל אינו ונחשב הגוף שנחשב אישה לשקל like his wife widow כמו אישה אלמנה לכך נעשה לו גם כן דבר זה ממש שמאלמן את אשתו וידוע כי השכל הוא אב לכל כוח אז הנפש והוא מנהיג אותם כמו אב שמגדל את הבנים וכאשר מסולק מן האדם השכל נעשו כל כוחות הנפש כמו יתומים שאין להם אב Now he's going to explain why it's like causing offense. Why? What does it mean? Saying the wisdom is the measure for all his powers. Yes, kochot hanefesh. So let's say a person has many angels, but basically that's three, as we say on these days, CBT. C means cognitions, B means behavior, and T means emotions. Okay, so you don't know that. Okay.
What's the T? Why does T mean emotions? Emotions.
Therapy. Emotions.
Therapy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that means that the person can make engine to change his way by these three engines. There are different type of people, and someone that is very logic, so he will be influenced more by claiming rationalic claims, and another one by what he wants to achieve, to be, and third one by his feelings. You speak with him, do you feel, especially women, yes, that they are understanding the reality around in different way than the men, yes. They can understand things much better than the men sometimes. When they are coming to someone, they won't sit with a newspaper and read. They will speak with the other one, and they will understand how the other one feeling, and transferring feelings from one to other, and they are making much deeper conversations and knowing much better than about each other than us. Mm-hmm. Yes, women can sit on the bus next to women that she haven't know, never. And she will tell her, I see that your kid is suffering from that. And she will try to describe it. She will answer her. And they will be telling each other all the deep history that happened with them. And after they said that, they are feeling much better. And they helping each other. That's like a futsot mecha in Hebrew, like support groups. That means people together with same problem are speaking with others and by that helping. So what he's saying here, that this person, the major one, is the first to understand the situation. What should I have shifot, for which direction I should go, what should inspire me? So that's why he's saying the sechel, the wisdom, is the major one for all the powers of the body, of the soul, like which I said, the behavior or the emotions, and that leads them like person, like father that growing his kids. So if person, once again, that's the explanation for Chazal, that if the person is pulled by the desires and not like drunk, like wine, like all these things, so this is lack of the wisdom of the brain, and that caused that all the other powers like left like orphans with no leader. Yes. So that lefichach amar kmo shemiyatem et kochot shelo, not that he is causing his kids, real kids, to be orphans because he's still alive, but his kids means his own engines and powers is making them much lower and no power anymore. Yes, at shem below av, who a sechel at shisher a guf shuk moisha, without the father, which is the sechel, at shisher a guf, till the body is left like a woman with no leader, who a sechel shemoshel al guf vekochot hanefesh below manik, ukeneged ze me'almenet ishto miyatemet gozelav mamish gamken. So I will bring another tiny example. Let's say someone has a project to do. So, whatever, someone has to sell his home and to transfer from the United States to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's a long process that he has to find buyer. He should find where on Eretz Yisrael he can find where to live, where he will learn, which friends, what he will walk. So that contains a lot of things to do. So one person can raise his hand and say, okay, I give up, I cannot, that's too many things to do. Other one will say, okay, I cannot make everything, but I can make 2-3 steps. I can make an email to the Jewish agency, to the interior office of Israel, to ask how I make visa. I can, or visa students, I can ask my friend at Eretz Yisrael to find me a place, and I can check who can sell my home here, and who can help me to buy a home at Eretz Yisrael. If he will do one or two of these actions, so he will be inspired to understand, okay, it was difficult, but I succeeded on two serious actions, okay, I will do another one, and after he finish half of the way, okay, I can challenge that, I can stand this project, okay? Okay, let's continue. Ve'amar, and now he's going to explain the last part, which was on this parallel. Ve'amar, Talmudo mishtakeach, ba'avur shu noteh lachomri, bevadai mishtakeach memena Torah. So someone that is pulled by the materiality, so of course that will cause him to forget the Torah. Yes, doesn't go together. Someone that is likes the children and the kugel more than Torah, so he will have less time to learn. He will have less ability to learn and less understanding. He should love the Torah first. Yes, and he should eat in order to be healthy. Not another way. ומחלקות רבות באות עליו. Yes, and many that cause him מחלויקס. People disagree with him, arguments. Normally what should happen is תלמיד חכם, everyone will like him, will love him. We'll ask him, oh, be my rabbi, direct me what to do in my life. Yes, but if this rabbi doesn't behave on the good way, so that will influence the people to have argument, to fight him, not to agree with him. Mm-hmm. Yes, and there were cases that where people that claim they are big rabbis and have powers and they wanted to get money from people for suggesting them suggestions. Yes, so that's what he speaks about. ומחלוקות רבות באות אליו. דבר זה, why we will have this a lot of arguments? מפני כי כאשר יוסר ממקום מדרגתו ומעלתו, when he's getting down from his level and preference, אז באים עליו מחלוקות הרבה. Then a lot of arguments coming on him. כי כל אדם יש לו מדרגה ומקום בפני עצמו, ואין אחד נוגע בדבר שהוא מוכן לחברו. הכל אחד וחד במדרגתו ומעלתו, ואז אין מחלוקת עליו. Saying everyone has his own job on life, and you know his own level, you know his own stage, where he should stand, and shouldn't be normally everyone is in his own, so no one shouldn't be like in argument with someone else. וכאשר הוא יוצא ממקום מדרגתו ומעלתו, but when he is coming out from his place that he should be on end, so then מחלוקות רבות באות אליו. Many arguments coming on him. כי כל אחד מתנגד אליו הפר כאשר היה במקומו ובמעלתו, שעומד בשלו, ואין אדם נוגע במשהו שייך לחברו כמו שאמרו. אין לך דבר שאין לו מקום, כמו שברנו במקומו. רק כאשר הוא יוצא ממקום מדרגתו ואינו במקומו, אז מתחדשים עליו מחלוקות. So he's saying, sometimes, let's say, person is, can be also like a spiritual desire which is forbidden. How can it be? Like he is proud, so he wants to take other one job, or level, or stage. Like Korach Vadato, they wanted to, they had an argument against Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, why? Because they said, why appointed his brother Aaron to be Kohen Gadol? I should be, that's what Korach thought. And so he tried to force Hashem against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take Aaron and make him Kohen Gadol. So what was the end? That the earth opened its mouth and they fell down into Gehinnom. Yes, and then they're shouting from there, Shem Emes, Moshe Emes, Torah So Emes. Yes? Ve'aven dvarim, ki kulam ne'emru b'chokhma elyona. So saying, that's the way we should understand what Chazal said on the Gemara about this person that is marbesu d'ato b'chomakom, that is pulled by his desires and not controlling himself. U'michalel shem shamayim, also chilul Hashem. Why? Ki davar ze shiflut ha'Torah. Because someone that was on level of learning Torah and is pulled by his material desires, that's like the lower levels of the Torah. U'michalel shem rabo, that's also chilul Hashem about his rabbi. Why? Ki sh'omrim, ilu haya rabo kmo sh'roi l'talmid chorem, lo haya yotze talmid kaze mimeno. People are claiming, how can it be that he was learning, he was students of this rabbi? That means that his rabbi was not good also, not only him. That's the fruits of this rabbi. That means that the rabbi is not okay. So that's also chilul Hashem about his rabbi. Kmo sh'amru b'masoret boches, alufenu mesubalim, sh'lo yetzeinu mimenu talmid ra. There is level which is described on the pasuk alufenu mesubalim. What does it mean? That's high life, alufenu, commanders should be like on such level that their students won't be evil, won't be bad students from them. Ki atalmid ve'arav yesh lahem chibur ve'tziruf yachad, kmo she'itbaer. That it will be explained ahead, that there is connection between the rabbi and the students. Ve'da ki ha'sechel kasher yotze chutz meseder ha'sechli, davar ze atzmo nechshav yetziya min ha'seder, el asher yesh lo kishur ve'chibur imo. But when the wisdom is coming out from the order of the brain of the wisdom, that's like coming out of the order to also coming out from the connection from his rabbi and from the Hashem. וגם השם יתברך אשר ראוי שיהיה תלמיד חכם. Next page. דבק בו. ולכך אמר מחלל שתי שמיים. Because it's like leaving his connection with Hashem also. So that's why it's Chilul Shem Shamayim, the Shem Rabo, Vaven Ze. Vegorem Shem Ra Lo Velvanav Asof Kol Adorot. He's causing bad name on himself and on his kids for the next generations. Ki Achet Azeh Asher Ubasechel Enok Mochet B'maaseh Shul Zman. Haka Sechel Enok Tachat Zman. He's saying this sin, which is like lack of the wisdom, it's not like doing one action negatively, which is just permanently short time. Yes, like a sechel and not a chatazman. That's not limited by time. The wisdom, and he's using he threw out his wisdom by going after his desires. Let's say if everything which person is addicted to materiality or to drugs or something like that, chas v'sholem. הכך אין לדבר זה זמן מוגבל. That's why it's not limited by time. ולכך החטא גורם לו שם רע עד סוף כל הדורות בלי הפסק. That's why this behaving like that can causing him bad name from the next future generations. ואומר מהי אומר הבאי פירוש הפחיתות אשר ישו מתבזה בשפלות שהוא מחמם התנור כמו שעושים השיקורים כאשר צריך להם מחממים התנור בעצמם לצורכם. דבר זה שפחות ופחיתות אליו. So he's trying to compare. These days it's difficult to understand the comparison because it was according to their culture. So he's saying one way is dishonored, like someone that is becoming dirty when he's heating his oven, so all his hands becoming black. And another one, Rove Amar Bar Meraket Beikuve. That means that he's speaking, he's jumping in and dancing in front of with all the people on the streets that drinking and sitting drinking wine, drunk people. That's worse. Rafopa Amar Shubar Melacher Pinche. That means that he's not satisfied, he's licking the balls. The Davar Zeh Yoter Pchitut Shu Chaser. that's worse. ורב שמעיה אמר ברמח רבע. It's like a cow that is sitting and sleeping everywhere. Like an animal. ובכל דבר ודבר מאלו ארבעה דברים פחיתות בפני עצמו. All these four comparisons are like lack of preference. הראשון הוא שפלות. First one is just being low. השני הוא בל, מתלוצץ, אשר הוא מעמידה גרוע. Second one is like being not serious, like making jokes the whole time. That's a bad trait. השלישי שהוא נראה, אשר נפשו חסרה לטבע, הוא עוד יותר גרוע. Third one is running after his desires. That's also worse. And the fourth one is compared to an animal במעשיו, הוא רובץ ושוכב בכל מקום אשר ימצא. ואבין דברים האלו, כי כל אלו דברים שאכין לתלמיד חוכם, הרודף אחר תאוות גופניות. Saying, by understanding these things, we understand that all these four types of designer ways, that descriptions which were on the Amorim, that belongs to this person, תלמיד חוכם, that instead of running after spirituality, is running after material desires. That's for today. Thank you.